Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Central New York Representative John Katko toured the Safe Haven Holocaust Refugee Museum in Oswego last week. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they're trying to renew interest and support for making the historic site part of the National Park Service.
Congressman Katko says the multi-year process to establish Fort Ontario and the adjacent Safe Haven Holocaust Refugee Museum as a national park is one step closer to becoming a reality. The federal government is currently conducting a survey to assess its historic significance and see how it could be preserved. Katko says these sites, which once harbored nearly 1,000 Jewish refugees during the Holocaust, deserve to be memorialized.
I envision people from all over the world coming here to see this and see what this great thing, this great monument to our history.
The bill to conduct a special resources study after the survey is complete, which is considered a precursor to establishing a national park, has passed out of the House, but it failed in the Senate. Gillibrand says she plans to renew the effort by attaching it to the budget bill that lawmakers will consider this fall.
We tried to do that at the end of last session, and there was one objection by one senator who didn't want to do any more national park work in the end of session bill. So it was a shame because I don't think there were any substantive concerns.
In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.